Multiple federal agencies hit by global cyber attack. By Alam Bokhari on June 15, 2023. A number of U.S. government agencies have fallen victim to a global cyber attack that exploited a software vulnerability, according to a report by CNN. In a statement to the Left's news outlet, a spokesman for Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, said CISA is providing support to several federal agencies that have experienced intrusions affecting their MOVEit applications. MOVEit is a software package that provides secure collaboration and automated file transfers of sensitive data and advanced workflow automation capabilities without the need for scripting. Encryption and activity tracking enable compliance with regulations such as PCI, HIPAA and GDPR. "We are working urgently to understand impacts and ensure timely remediation," said the spokesman. CISA would not reveal how many federal agencies were targeted by the attack, or who is responsible for it. The attack followed warnings from CISA Director Jen Easterly that Chinese hackers were likely to target U.S. critical infrastructure in the event of a conflict between the two nations. Last month, Microsoft's cybersecurity department reported that a China-backed cyber attack targeted communications infrastructure in the U.S. territory of Guam, a Pacific Ocean island that is central to a potential U.S. response to Chinese aggression against Taiwan. The group allegedly responsible for the Guam attack was Volt Typhoon, a Chinese state-sponsored actor. China, however, denied any involvement, calling the allegations a collective disinformation campaign launched by the U.S. through the Five Eyes to serve its geopolitical agenda. Created during the Trump administration in response to growing cybersecurity threats from foreign foes, CISA quickly became notorious as a colony of the anti-Trump deep state, spending much of its time preoccupied with election integrity in 2020. As part of these efforts, CISA worked closely with the Election Integrity Partnership, EIP, and consortium of organizations that allowed both deep state and Democrat Party actors to file censorship requests with social media companies. Far from targeting foreign foes, many of the EIP's targets were domestic, with targets including Breitbart News, Fox News, The New York Post, Sean Hannity, Charlie Kirk, Jack Posobiec, Mark Levin, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Donald Trump himself. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.